Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Shocking day on Wall Street, correct? With us in studio is Laura Kennard. We're going to be taking a look at what in the world is going on in the world of networking for the Des Moines Metro and beyond. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about social media. And I think what we're going to be talking about is what platform is right for you. I just made that up just as you were standing here.
Perfect.
Because I know that you know these things. But let's do networking first, and then we'll talk about demographics and social media and what's right for who and where should you spend your time and how you ought to do it.
I'm always up for a little impromptu talk.
But I know you know that stuff, so we'll talk about it. Okay, go. What do you got?
Well, so in addition to Million Cups this week,
Wednesday?
Of course, that's going on. And we've got Thursday. We now have Bing that meets over at Inspired Grounds,
mm-hmm.
which is, and there's a little bookstore in there now. Did you
mm-hmm.
know that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. It's a new little upstart bookstore
right.
and Inspired Grounds, and they have the Thursday Lunch and Learns down that way now, just down the street from the West Des Moines Incubator. Of course, there's tons of programming going on in the.
This is all in the Valley Junction.
All in Valley Junction.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday. But tomorrow, we also have Afraid to Ask Basic Tech 101, Everyday Software Tips and Tricks. And this is going to be at 515 Brewing.
All right, in our neck of the woods.
Yep. So it's going to be at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
So what are they talking about?
They're talking about any kind of basic tech that you might have been afraid to ask the question because you don't want to feel stupid about it. So it's kind of a basic tech 101. Let me see who actually is.
So it's a tech 101 so that you can ask about what? How do I do Excel? Or
it says you'll have the opportunity to learn about Excel, Outlook, Blackboard, which is kind of like Blackboard kind of. I actually would like to learn about that because I'm not that familiar with it, but I see it come up all the time.
Uh-huh.
Google Drive Docs, any kind of just these little things that help us with our
sure.
day-to-day life, but maybe you just don't feel that comfortable with some of them. So they're going to have some pros facilitating this and bring
nice.
A laptop, and you can learn some stuff.
515 Brewing Company. That's
yes.
on University Avenue, just west of Windsor Heights,
absolutely.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
And then on December 6th, we've got an AMA Iowa event, which is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn in West Des Moines. So hurry up and get your tickets. It's How to Win Through Authentic Storytelling and Digital Marketing. So that should be a really good topic for business owners. And it's going to be author and global storytelling coach Christoph Trappe, T-R-A-P-P-E. I think that's how you might
Christoph.
Say that. Christoph. And he's going to, the key takeaways, understand the importance and value of authentic storytelling and how to get started in that. So,
But the key word there, by the way, is authentic.
Authentic, right.
Storytelling.
Not canned and packaged.
And not made up.
And not fake news.
Fake news.
Right.
Oh, fake news.
Fake storytelling.
So, oh, boy.
Anyway, so then also, you know, they do that, they have a thing called Detour. And this is by, I haven't talked about these for a while. It's the holiday edition of Detour. And Detour is an AIGA of Iowa series that they do.
AIGA.
I believe that's going to stand for like the Association of a Graphic Designer.
Oh, okay.
So they're
got
like
it.
Graphic design professionals. And what they do on Detour is they go around to different agencies and you get a tour of what their agency looks like and what they do there. And this one's going to be at 11 Cherry. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, not at all.
But that's on at 106 11th Street in Des Moines. It's 6 to 7:30, December 6th.
It's the American Institute of Graphic Arts.
Artists. Thank you. Arts.
Very close.
Yes.
Very nice, huh?
I can visualize
who knows everything.
No, I can visualize the people that are members, but I didn't know
this
that.
This is kind of like the Wizard of Oz, you know? Don't look behind the curtain because the guy knows everything.
Another really cool thing, December 7th, they're going to have the RCD Streetscape Ribbon Cutting. That's the Roosevelt Cultural District Ribbon Cutting.
Oh, nice.
Yes. is.
Yeah, that whole district, that's really been fun to watch because they have been rescaping that whole area along 42nd Street by Roosevelt High School.
42nd Street by Roosevelt High School. And so from 415 to 615, you can go and check out what progress, what they're doing there. They're going to have the ribbon cutting on what the future, I think, is going to be
very
in that
nice,
area.
Very
so,
nice.
So that is on December 7th. And then December 8th is Tech Brew AM and Architectural Salvage. And so that, of course, is the event. Let me actually see.
Tech Brews is one of those things. If you know what you're going to talk about, then you go to Tech Brew. If you don't know what you're going to talk about,
then you go to that basic
515.
Yeah, right. So on Friday, they do that once a month on a Friday, and Architectural Salvage is always fun to visit, of course, and you can have coffee. And this time, they're going to be talking with Link Kroger, Vanguard of Future Ready Iowa at Pillar Technology.
And this would be the Technology Association of Iowa.
And so they do a little talk with the person that's sort of sponsoring it that week, and then it's just a mix and mingle after that. So that is, and then also then on December 9th, if you haven't had a chance to stop by Mainframe, they've been having a series of open houses. This is their holiday open house, which is the new location where they have all the art studios.
Yes.
Right. So if you haven't checked that out, that'll be very, very cool to check out on December 9th.
Networking opportunities galore already this week throughout the metro.
Yes, and just to do a little look ahead, Social Media Club will be having their holiday party, so you can start buying tickets for that.
Yeah.
It's on the 14th. That's going to be held at Iowa Tap Room. It's always a really fun holiday event. Everyone gets together. You don't have to be part of the club. 6 to 9 p.m., so just go out and buy your ticket, and that's on East 3rd Street at the Iowa Tap Room. It'll be a really fun get-together.
Yeah, we almost ran out of time talking about we were going to do some social media thing, all right? Can you give me 90 seconds on this?
90 seconds?
Right, 90 seconds on this question. How do you know what social media platform is best for your business?
By knowing who your key customers are that you're trying to reach.
And how do you find out?
How do you find out who your key customers
are? How do you find out where they're at?
Oh, so there's lots of different ways.
Do you ask them?
So you will. You definitely could ask them. Which ones are you on? You can certainly do some searches on, you know, if you know something about what's their age and some demographic information about them, even some of the psychographic, what are their behaviors, et cetera. You can do a lot of research online and it'll tell you, hey, the teenagers are here now and someone who is a mom is probably here now. But, you know, a lot of it is also think about if it's Pinterest, it's very visual. If it's Instagram, it's very visual. If you have a bakery or a retail store and everything you have is touchy-feely and looks pretty and is very visual,
Go to a visual platform.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably you're going to find the people that like to look at those things and buy those things anyway. So that's another really key.
Yeah. And the other thing, if you're doing a business blog and if you're in the visual, load up your blog with photographs.
With photos. Hello. Yes. Yeah.
This doesn't get to be, this really isn't too difficult.
Some of it is really, I always just say, what objective are you trying to reach? Can it actually be reached through social media? And then who are in the best position to help you reach that objective, and where would they be based on what you do and what they like? You know, where would the party be?
And one of the other things about this, which is really kind of cool, you can find out a lot of this stuff by joining the Social Media Club of Des Moines.
Social Media Club every month has different events that will help you get to mix with other people and they talk about these topics. Of course, AMA Iowa has their social media discussion group. So, you know,
there's
social
loads
media
of
club,
places to go.
The American Marketing Association of Iowa has a lot of non-member and member events.
Or all call
of
Laura.
Yes, you could call me. And I have, of course, I mentioned I have a certificate program coming up in January, which will be a series of five classes. And by the end, We'll give you a certificate that says you're, you know, a guru now.
You're now a good, ladies and gentlemen, you could be a guru. You should have that on the certificate.
Right.
You are now a social media guru.
That's right.
All right. And frameable, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good thing. Thanks, Laura.
All right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about networking and social media for business as we talk about the next line of gurus.
That's right. You can be a guru, too.
You, too, can be a guru.
That's right.
Why not? All right. For all of us that put this together each and every day, for Sam Creamer, who was in earlier today, for Laura Kennard, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. He's the guy twisting the dials. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. James Goodlett was the fellow that wrote and produced the music you're listening to right now. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour. And Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Hope that you have a wonderful Monday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, would you? Good night.